Welcome back, Tuesday Talk Show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining us today. We ask that you hold your phone calls until after the top of the hour news. After that, the number to call, if you want to jot that down now, is 541-472-1270. When you hear the sound of the radio coming back through your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on the air live and let you air your question or comment to our guest. Our guest today from the Grants Pass City staff, of course, City Manager Aaron Kubik is here. We'll just going to start with him because before we get to today's topic, obviously a couple of questions. The City Council on Monday identified four different areas to identify as camping spots. I think the question is, have we weighed in with Chief Hensman to ascertain what the results would be if you're moving after what happened at the J Street campground? Talk about moving it into a more residential area on Midland and a couple of the other places. Do we have any information on that, or has that even been discussed?
So yesterday, council did identify four potential temporary sites for us to address individuals resting in House Bill 3115 and our time, place, and manner regulations. So we're moving forward with doing some additional research on those properties and what that might look like, and we'll be discussing that further with council at an upcoming meeting at some point.
All right. Just wanted to get that out of the way quickly. We're under, of course, another lawsuit right now and a restraining order for, about another 10 days, something like that. What is the progress there, and how are we handling that? Is there any way that you can give us a little insight there?
Yesterday's discussion on additional sites is in relation to the restraining order and the judge's ruling. The city council is working towards coming up with a response to that, and part of our response is looking at providing some additional locations and or some additional time where individuals can rest at those sites.
Do we have to have those sites up and operational by the end of this 10 days or 9 days or whatever is left?
Yeah, at this point, I think that'd be premature to say that we can have those up and running within 10 days. I think what we need to do is we need to make sure that we are trying to look at solutions and finding opportunities for us to address what's objectively reasonable when it comes to time, place, and manner for the state of Oregon.
All right. One more final question, and we'll leave this one alone, I promise. Well, it's up to the people out there, but we do have campers back in the park. Oh, what are police patrols doing about that right now? Do they have any muscle there at all? What is the situation?
Yeah, we have a restraining order right now that we're dealing with, and so that's one of the important pieces for us is from council perspective is that we are responding in a timely fashion to come up with what may be considered objectively reasonable, and that ultimately is not defined. The state of Oregon has put on additional regulations that the rest of the nation does not have. We're very unique and the only state in the union that has time, place, and manner regulations for those resting in public places. So we are needing to address that in our compliance with House Bill 3115. Each community is different, and each community's definition of what's objectively reasonable is different based on size of the community, the infrastructure established with the community, location of the community. So we are in the process of doing that, and the court system has this restraining order on us while we work towards that and defining truly what objectively reasonable is.
In the meantime, we are once again a test case for the nation.
Well, technically, this is a little different than the Supreme Court case
right. That
we had. The Supreme Court case had some constitutional challenges to it and that's why we ultimately went to the United States Supreme Court. This that we're dealing with here is all within the state of Oregon. There's nothing that's from a federal perspective that's being challenged.
All right. Thank you very much. I had to ask those questions to get us started here. Tell me about your guest today, or our guest today here.
Certainly. I'm very pleased to introduce Mandy. She is our HR director. And, you know, one of the things that is sometimes a challenge for us also is to making sure that we have quality candidates. And we have a lot of great opportunities also for individuals within our community. We are a wonderful employer. We have around 250 employees. We have a wonderful work environment. And It's a great place for people who have a higher calling besides just a paycheck, but someone who wants to come in and make a positive impact on the community. This is an excellent opportunity working for a city and working for the city of Grants Pass as a high-performing organization. We have a wonderful group of colleagues, and it's one of the benefits of working here in Grants Pass is not only do you have a great place to live from a community perspective and whatever kind of recreational opportunities you have, et cetera, but working for the city of Grants Pass, you have just a wonderful large family that supports you.
All right. Mandy, welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio. You're a rookie here. Give us a little bit of background. How did you arrive at this position?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me today. I actually moved to Grants Pass just 2 years ago in November, and I was lucky enough to get to join Aaron's team with the city, and it has just been an absolute pleasure to be here. I love Grants Pass. We picked Grants Pass. But my journey in the HR department at the city of Grants Pass has been wonderful. I don't think I've ever worked in an organization where I get the pleasure of observing employees so dedicated, and they're so professional and engaged in our mission. It's been fantastic.
Well, if we're all that good, why do we need an HR director?
Oh, well.
I just had to ask that a lot.
HR's been a lot of fun the last couple of years.
I'll bet it has.
There's been lots of labor trend changes and benefit changes in Oregon. That keeps me just really busy, and it's fulfilling. Sometimes I just don't have enough time in the day to do it all, but I love what I get to do. And one of my favorite things is meeting candidates and helping people onboard into our organization and learn about our intentions to serve the community. It's fantastic. And speaking of candidates, we actually have quite a few positions open right now.
Oh, I get the impression we're going to do a help wanted ad here.
Free advertising.
Sure, woo! Absolutely.
Yeah, so right now we have about 10 positions open. And if we have candidates that are interested in joining the city of Grants Pass and becoming a part of our community, we have a great webpage. It's grantspassoregon.gov. And it has just been remodeled, and it's quite beautiful, so I'm very proud of it.
I'm still navigating through it.
So for those of you that haven't been to our website, when you hover on the ribbons, you'll see a department box that you can click on, and that will provide you the drop downs. And on the left-hand bottom of your screen, you'll see Human Resources. And that's where you can see our job postings. You can also see our benefits out there. We do have several represented groups. So if you're interested in perusing our union contracts, those are posted. The job descriptions are posted. And then to apply, we don't accept applications in person. Everything is through the website portal. But it's really easy to navigate. It's if you have any questions with how to navigate it, the HR team is always happy to answer a call or meet with a person in person and help make sure that they get their application submitted.
Mindy, let me ask you about the department itself and the responsibilities that you bear. Mm-hmm. Can you outline your job description as Human Resources Director for the City of Grants Pass? What all does it entail? Mm-hmm. And you've just given, I think, just a little thumbnail sketch of what you're dealing with right now. Can we get a little broader sketch there?
Sure. So in addition to onboarding and helping candidates understand our policies and procedures in the organization, I do manage the labor laws. So I have to be well-versed in what's happening out there legally with employers and make sure that we're in the best position for that. I am also responsible for benefits. We have a wonderful benefits program through the city. So I manage all of the benefits, leaves of absences. As you know, there are some new leave benefits that Oregon launched about 2 years ago, which is Paid Leave Oregon. And that has been a heavy undertaking for most employers, including us. the way that we managed it is we engaged with Mutual of Omaha to make sure that our employees are well taken care of, and that was cost effective for the city. And that way, then, if we do have an employee that has a personal need to take a leave of absence, we're making sure that we're taking the best care of them.
All right. You mentioned you being on top of all of the legal aspects of the job mm-hmm. right now. Mm-hmm. What kind of background do you bring to that? I don't think you're an attorney, but maybe close.
Mm-hmm. No, not by any means. Although I prefer reading law than doing math, to tell you the truth.
I do too.
No, my background is I am dual certified as an HR practitioner. I hold a SHRM certificate of professionalism, as well as the Human Resources Capital Institute professional human resources. So I love human resources. And honestly, I got into this profession probably in the most organic way. I, unfortunately, in the early 2000s, had a supervisor that was really difficult and just not a pleasure to work with. And so I started my HR journey hoping that someday I could bring a voice to the organization so that employees could be heard, because that's how an organization performs well, when everyone can communicate. So that's my journey into human resources.
What's the most difficult part of your job?
Well, that's going to vary from minute to minute.
Look at your watch. What time is it?
Well, we do labor negotiations, and sometimes that can be a challenge. I think if you're reading the newspapers and watching social media, you'll see that this is a time in our workforce where there's more activity there. So that sometimes can be a lot. I think for me, the part that really tugs on my heartstrings is when an employee is going through a personal matter and they are asking for help and they're needing time off. We try to be a compassionate organization and make sure that when employees are going through life, that they have a great support system. So we offer an employee assistance program where the employees can call and talk with someone. There's no charge for that. And we make sure that our benefits program includes mental health services and good physical health services, because it's important that we take care of each other.
Yeah. I ask about the most difficult part. Mm-hmm. Does that also translate to the most rewarding part?
Yes, actually it does. It's amazing to help someone through a difficult time. Whether or not that's a situation where they're not meeting performance standards and you're having to have a crucial conversation with them to make sure that they understand their expectations and they can feel safe in their day-to-day activities and that they know that they are meeting those expectations and that they have the opportunity to grow.
All right. Let's talk about the staff that I was going to say you supervise, but you don't supervise. Maybe manage would be a better word with human resources. What size staff? How many people are employed by the city of Grants Pass? And how many do you deal with mm-hmm. on a daily basis? Mm-hmm. It must be huge.
It is. Our regular workforce is about 250 members, but we do offer seasonal work as well. So that number will go up in the summertime. We do have some seasonal workers that come back in the winter months. Let me touch on that, because this is really another one of those opportunities for me to brag a little bit about our...
Okay, go.
The seasonal employees, this is just a wonderful benefit for the community as well as for the students. So in the summer months, we can have seasonal workers come in and work throughout the summer, and that gives them a chance to kind of secret shop the city, if you will, look into our departments and see what our work culture is like and what our benefits and pay. It also helps them kind of guide into their career path. If they're a finance major, for example, they can get a seasonal job in our finance department and have a preview for what that looks like. Or if they're more outdoorsy, our parks department has a large seasonal group. There's always cleanup after winter and spring, of course, and we really appreciate that help. But also our water treatment plant has seasonal operators. So that's another avenue where the employee numbers can tick up and tick down. And you're right. When people are unhappy, they go to HR. If they're having challenges, they come to HR. Or if a supervisor needs assistance, they come to HR. And we are a busy team. My team is myself. I have an HR analyst. She's wonderful. She's been with us for years. And then I have a personnel assistant and a technician. So we're a small department trying to support a large and busy city. That can be a challenge. but it is very rewarding. And I love helping people understand their benefits or their job. I like helping just give people an opportunity to grow and to learn. And I will tell you, in the last 12 months, we've probably had about 6 or 7 employees retire. And that's always rewarding. Someone had their whole career with us, and it's bittersweet when it's time for them to go. But sometimes they come back as seasonals and help us. So it's a really neat cycle.
All right. Well, we'll follow that cycle a little bit more. But in the meantime, we have our own cycle here, and it's called a commercial cycle. And we'll be right back after we complete this one.
Come up and explore.
Welcome back, everyone. Tuesday Talk Show in progress right now from city staff. City Manager Aaron Kubik with us, and Mandy from the Human Resources Department, our Human Resources Director. And we've been finding out about human resources and what all it entails in the city of Grants Pass. You mentioned about, 250 employees. Was that an accurate number here?
Yes, that's correct.
Does that change? And I know right now with a lot of the governmental agencies, the City of Grants Pass, Josephine County, everybody's kind of in a budget crunch right now. Mm-hmm. Is that creating some extra stress among the staff? Because I know there are some positions that haven't been filled and probably won't be filled for a while just because of that particular situation. Mm-hmm. Are you dealing with that on a daily basis?
Yeah, the budget is always something tricky to navigate. And trying to make sure that our wages are keeping up with the market is always a challenge for every employer. I will say right now, I think it's especially difficult to attract talent. Prior to COVID, there was a trend where it's called the silver tsunami. The baby boomers were starting to age to 65. So we were having an increased number of people leaving the workforce versus joining the workforce. And then that even got more complicated with the pandemic. And then post-pandemic, we had the great resignation where a lot of employees just didn't come back. And now it's really hard to attract qualified candidates. It's not uncommon for us to have to post and then repost for a position, and we'll only get just a handful of applications. I do think it's starting to tick up now a little bit more with the cost of things, the recession, if you will. People are starting to come back into the workforce. But overall, across the nation, the estimates are, you know, it's 10,000 people a day in the baby boomer range that are starting to turn 65. So we are going to have workforce challenges in the future.
How does Grants Pass stand in terms of trying to attract people? Are we on the low end of the scale? Are we on the high end of the scale? Are we an attractive place to come to work for? Where do we stand?
Yeah, I think we actually stand better than many employers. Just geographically here, we're a larger city for Southern Oregon. So we do have a better opportunity for candidate pools. I think it's also great that we have, you know, Rogue Community College here and Southern Oregon University. So we do have students in our region that are looking to enter the workforce as well. And then I think the culture of the city of Grants Pass as a wonderful employer also helps us be a little bit more attractive. I know we also, HR is very supportive of candidates that are researching us and trying to decide if we are the next step. So if we can get that engagement with a candidate, we try to tell them all of the benefits and all the reasons why we're worth considering, because we are a great place to work.
I have to agree that you're probably a great place to work. And, of course, I live here in Southern Oregon, so that's obvious. But in the meantime, are there drawbacks that you have to pass out there? Or what is the resistance to coming to work for the city of Grants Pass?
Mm-hmm. I think there are drawbacks. For one thing, some of the positions that we're trying to recruit for are hard-to-fill positions. That's a drawback. Trying to fill for police and dispatch the last few years has just been very challenging. There are not a lot of potential candidates joining into that career field. So the city has been working on trying to step up our opportunities to make ourselves more attractive. We our analyst has just become certified so that if we have military personnel exiting the military, we can partner with them and make sure that we can bring them all of their VA benefits as they're learning their new career field. So we've actually been able to do that with a few police officers, and it's been quite a great experience. It helps them, and it really helps the employer. So as far as police and dispatch, those positions have been terribly hard to fill, and we've had them open ongoing for as long as I've been here.
Is there a reason for that, the overriding reason, and is this nationwide or is this localized?
It is nationwide. I think it's a little bit harder for us. The wages can be a challenge, and of course we've got Medford close by, and their wages are probably higher than our wages. So that is a challenge for us in being the most attractive one. But our police department has a great culture, and it is also a wonderful place to work because it's part of the city. So that does help us in attracting talent. We have had a few new police officers just joining the force and a few dispatchers also just onboarding. So it's starting to trend in a better direction for us, but those positions have been very hard to fill, and we have not been fully staffed in more than a year.
All right. Talk about police officers right now. And I've seen ads, or I've seen advertisements for lateral police officers coming in, and I'm assuming that's officers who have already been commissioned as officers. And you're also looking for new recruits in that don't have any training at all.
That's correct.
All right. What is the best way for a person to go about that, and why should they?
Oh, well, I think law enforcement and police officers, that is a very rewarding but challenging career. So I think the best way to get into that is if you're interested in the career field, but you're not quite sure you're ready to take that step, sign up for a ride-along. Come and do a realistic job preview and make sure that that is a good fit for you. We do offer that with our dispatcher candidates. Part of the interview process is that they do actually sit at the console and hear those calls being handled. It's important to us that all of the candidates understand, have a realistic job preview of what they're getting into, because those are not your average jobs. They're very stressful and they're very fast paced. So we want to set every candidate up for success.
Tell me about being a dispatcher.
Okay, I'm not a dispatcher. I didn't get that call. But
go ahead. I dare you. I married one.
Oof. That's a tough job. You have to multitask so with so much detail and really keep things organized. I watched a video on a dispatcher taking a call of a child that was unresponsive, and another child was trying to do CPR, and it was, when I think about it, I start to sweat. So the dispatcher is talking to the child, trying to help her friend, and she's also dispatching for help, and she's also typing at the same time so that the officers can see everything on MDT and the fire responders. And it is just amazing how fast-paced that is. So I think if you're somebody who really likes fast-paced challenges and you're a good communicator, come and talk to us. We have some great positions.
Yeah, challenging and certainly rewarding once you complete that call.
Oh, but the stress. I mean, literally my hands were just sweating because I don't even know how she was doing it. It was incredible. It was just so synchronized, and it just takes so much skill. But we do have those positions open as well. And we also have an urban forester position open, which is pretty cool. That one's been super hard to fill, though.
All right. Well, we'll talk about more of some of those positions that are coming available at the City of Grants Pass with our HR director in studio, along with City Manager Aaron Kubik. And we'll continue right after news.
When you need dirt moved.
Welcome back to the Tuesday Talk Show, folks. And we also answer our phones here. And if you need that phone number, it's 541-472-1270. And we'll put you on the air live. Once you hear the sound of the radio coming back to your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on the air live and let you air your question to our guest today. From the city staff of the City of Grants Pass, City Manager Aaron Kubik is with us, and we'll put him back in the corner. And welcome our HR Director, Mandy. What's your last name again?
Hayes.
Mandy Hayes. All right. Mm-hmm. Mandy, we've been sort of getting around to a lot of help wanted today. How many spaces are we looking for right now for the HR department? How many spaces are you trying to fill?
Right now we have 10 vacancies that we're still posting for, that we're still accepting applications for. We have several positions where we've gone through the interview process and we're just entering the background process. And I don't know, for me, I find this quite interesting. Our background process here at Grants Pass is intense. It's not your typical check a box and just do a reference. Our background checks are quite thorough. We want to make sure that we're bringing the best candidates into the city to serve the city. So we have a pretty rigorous background process, including we have our own hired background investigators. They are usually retired police officers. But for like for my position, it required that they actually went to the city where I used to live. They checked with my previous employers. It's a full financial background. They want to make sure that I'm a responsible person. And it's quite interesting to see how that process goes out. But it's really cool to see how many qualified and amazing people we have joining into the city.
Now, is that for every position? Are we? Because we've been talking about police officers and dispatchers right now, and I can certainly understand deep background checks there. Yep. What about for the rest of the staff here? Does everybody go through that same process?
So it is going to vary depending on whether or not they deal with money or personal information. But even all positions have a very thorough background process where we are checking references and we're making sure that we're bringing the right people into our organization.
All right. How is that level set? Is the bar high? Is it low? Is it medium here for Grants Pass?
Yeah, I would say compared to other employers where I've worked in those HRs, we're quite high.
Really?
We have a very high standard. And it really shows in our day-to-day activities because when you're interacting with my colleagues, you will see that these people are committed and they're responsible and they follow through on their commitments. And that is one of the greatest things about the city, because those are the people that come up with the greatest ideas and they have the follow through to make sure that we are just this high performing, amazing organization.
It's great to have that high performing organization, and certainly does. Everybody I deal with in the city is certainly professional at a high level. But I see a kind of a conundrum here because we're trying to fill, and we outlined the difficulty in trying to fill some of these positions. Mm-hmm. But the bar is so high.
Yeah.
Do we need to modify that, or are we going to just stick to our guns? I'm not sure which way to go with this. You tell me.
Well, I don't think we ever want to sacrifice quality for ease. It's easier to not have high standards. We have to be persistent. And we are transparent with every candidate. If you're applying for one of the positions that has a higher level of background, and police and dispatch have very high, intense backgrounds.
Certainly understandable.
We want to make sure that we are just sticking with it and that our standards, our quality standards, are not sacrificed.
All right. If I have a child or a grandchild that might be looking for that part-time employment that you alluded to in the previous half hour for perhaps a summertime position, do I have to go through that same background check?
They go through a smaller background check. It is still, we look and double check, we verify dates of employment, or if they haven't been employed before, don't hesitate in applying, because we also accept any volunteer work or coursework. If they had done any kind of like teacher assistant, we can use that to help qualify them. But those seasonal employees also have reference checks completed, and we are verifying the information on their application and resume. So, yeah.
One of your words there caught my attention. Volunteers. Do they go? Do we have city volunteers?
We do have auxiliary.
Do they go through HR also?
Yes. If they're volunteering in police and fire, absolutely. They have a background process, and they are recorded in our candidate portal. Because if they're inside of those buildings, we have some obligations to make sure that we have verified that they should have access in the buildings.
What kind of volunteers do we have in police and fire? Can you outline that for me?
The first ones that come to mind for me are chaplain services. And those police and fire chaplains are just absolutely critical for our community. They're the ones who, in the event of a terrible situation, if there was a, you know, death or something to that severity, those chaplains are the ones that go out and help us work with our community and try to take care of the families and those that are grieving. So those volunteers are the first ones that jump to my mind.
We have police auxiliary, and that's a great group of people. I think right now we have 5 to 7, I think, that are on staff, and they help us out with the downtown central business district area. They're ambassadors and Sherpas for our organization and for the police department, extra set of eyes on the street. So they are very helpful, especially when we're in those type of high needed and high demand times when, say, Botnick is here or something along those lines. And we've got officers pulling overtime and firefighters doing overtime. We need those additional boots on the ground, and our police auxiliary have a great impact to help us with that.
Are there specific requirements to be in the police auxiliary? Of course, a background check. Certainly for a police auxiliary, but what kind of authority do they have, and where are they primarily used?
Like I mentioned, they're an extra set of eyes, and they're an ambassador for the downtown area. They're not carrying a weapon. They're not a sworn active duty. They're there to help provide additional community patrol and to be an ambassador. If people are needing assistance, they're very well recognized. They have a uniform that represents the city of Grants Pass, and people see them as an official in an official capacity. So they're able to share information about what's going on in the community. They're also able to call in if we're seeing something that may be growing and needs some police assistance.
Do they carry their own radios or just cell phones?
Yeah, we have the ability for them to have immediate contact with our police department.
All right. Do you have enough right now?
You know, I think we can always use people that have the passion for the community. You know, if you're retired or whatever, and you want to serve and give back to your community, there are some opportunities that you can do that, whether it be through employment with the city, volunteer through the city, and not only volunteer from an employment perspective, but also volunteer through our many advisory committees that we have in place.
All right. And if you're interested, call her.
Oh, most definitely. Or check our website. It is really easy to use. It's got a new look and feel, and it's got all the information out there with regards to advisory committee volunteer opportunities and employment opportunities for the city of Grants Pass.
All right. You're listening to the Tuesday Talk Show here on KAJO Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us. We're not going away right now, but we're going to take a little pause. We'll be right back after this word.
Hi, this is Devin with Lewis Power.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Tuesday Talk Show in progress, and we have City Manager Aaron Kubik and the Human Resources Director Mandy Hayes. Did I get that correct?
Okay.
Let's start from here. I'm bad on names. It's tough to be in a position like this. But at any rate, we've been talking about human resources and some of the things that you go through. And you mentioned labor relations and labor negotiations. And that always kind of struck me because I've seen it from both sides. And how do you prepare going into a labor negotiation? Because I know that you're concerned about your employees, and at the same time, you could be sitting across the table from them. How does that work? How does that affect? How do you go into something like that?
Well, honestly, I've been looking forward to getting into labor negotiations for years before I actually got there. It's always been fascinating to me how that process works. And so sitting across from the employees, I always kind of enjoy that. I want to hear their side of it. I think that's important for any organization that has a good culture, is to listen. You need to understand what your employees are experiencing day to day. And I won't know that if I'm just sitting in my office. So the negotiation process is a communication exchange, and it's really healthy and it's very important. As an HR practitioner, it's a tight wire act because I have to balance wants and needs. And there's always, you know, the budget and those kinds of challenges. And then there's the laws. There are so many laws in the state of Oregon regarding how you handle your workplace. It's, we used to joke, it's like, oh, you have to get your own certification for California because they're so complicated. But a lot of the new Oregon labor laws are becoming as challenging to navigate as what California had been. So Labor negotiations is really taking an environmental scan of what's going on in the marketplaces. What are other organizations and cities facing, or what have they experienced? And then what are we doing? And what are the needs of our departments? And then what are the needs of the employees? So it's kind of a Tetris act, if you will, just trying to make sure that we hit that right balance and we do our best.
All right. Is that something that, well, obviously you prepare for, but it almost sounds like that's an enjoyable part of your challenge right there.
Oh, I love it. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love it. I know I have other HR friends that kind of dread going into negotiations, but I think the philosophy and the practice within the city of Grants Pass really makes it a very pleasurable experience. And it's, if you build your relationships correctly, when you say, no, I can't do that, and here's why, it's received well. It's not a contentious organization. I know when you watch the news, you hear about a lot of strikes and you hear about a lot of things happening. That's not our culture in Grants Pass. We are not contentious. We are listening, and we're all trying to do our best to navigate this time.
All right. In that particular situation, that fellow on your right hand there and coordinating with you side by side in those situations.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
The fellow sitting to your right hand there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, him.
Yes, yes.
Over there, Aaron.
I got you.
All right.
I'm over here.
Hi, Aaron.
I'm assuming that you two worked that in coordination, and probably some other people involved also.
Oh, yes. It's not something that HR should ever silo. Aaron and I have a great relationship, and I communicate, and he communicates back with me constantly. But we also involve the directors and the supervisors for the departments that are in negotiations, as well as the finance director. And then, of course, we take our we get our parameters from the city councilors. So it really is a full communication exchange, and everyone is working together as a team to make sure that we're doing the best that we can do.
When you sit at that negotiating table, how many people are sitting there?
You know, it varies.
Just fascinating to me.
Yeah, it varies. Sometimes it'll just be me and the director of the department. Sometimes it's me, the police chief, for example. And then we do use a labor attorney. So it really varies depending on the size of the bargaining unit. Our police department is a big bargaining unit. And then we have some smaller ones. The Grants Pass Employee Association is a little bit smaller. So it just depends on which group we're bargaining for. We have 4 represented groups within the city. So we actually have 3 negotiations coming up this summer.
All right. So I won't delve into those because I'm sure we don't want to talk about those. But as HR director, what's the toughest part of the job there? Is it saying no sometimes?
Sometimes it is saying no. My practice, my philosophy is to slow down and really make sure that I'm coming at this with a neutral lens. I want to make sure that I'm making the decisions that are in the best interest of the city as well as the employee. And I think that's the hardest thing. It's just making sure I have all the facts and I'm neutral and I'm making the best choices.
How difficult is it to be, your word, neutral in a situation like that?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's really hard. But then when you slow down and you try to figure out what's motivating this situation, you know, whether it's an employee looking at something just through their lens and not through the whole lens, or whether it's, you know, interpreting what that law truly intended and how do I navigate that in our organization, it's really hard. But patience and just, you know, take a breath. I don't know. My son uses this term sometimes, slow your roll. So I sometimes just like, okay, I just need to slow my roll and make sure that I am operating at the best level that I should be and that I'm making the right choices or that I'm communicating it correctly to Aaron.
It sounds to me like one of the attributes that you bring to this job is your ability to see both sides, or at least communicate with both sides, adapt with both sides, touch both sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I wasn't always in management. I started out as a utility clerk. and on shut-off Wednesdays, when people came in and they were mad because their electric had been shut off, I grew to be compassionate for what those people are going through and what the employees that go out and turn the meters on and off go through. And then as I grew up in my career, I was able to pick up history from each of those positions that I use every day in my work life. You know, remember how that felt when you were trying to tell your supervisor why something isn't working well, and how it is to be a supervisor and have an employee come in and say, well, you know what you really ought to do. You have to navigate that. And so I just try to be fair and slow my roll.
Slow your roll. Well, we'll use that phrase again. As a public service, as a public employee, how much do you deal with the public, or is it all internal for your job?
Yeah, I'm mostly an internal service department, which means my department supports all the other departments. I don't deal with the public very often. Once in a while, we'll have someone come in with questions or a public records request, but it's really rare for me to deal with the public.
Public records requests go through your office?
Some of them, if they're related to personnel matters.
Personnel matters, mm-hmm. Only personnel matters.
Yep. Right. Mm-hmm.
All right, we're talking with Mandy Hayes here, HR director for the City of Grants Pass, and we'll continue this conversation right after this word. Welcome back, everyone. Tuesday Talk Show in Progress, 541-472-1270. If you have a question or comment for our guest today, we're talking primarily with Mandy Hayes here, the HR director for the City of Grants Pass. And Mandy, we're talking about the City of Grants Pass and hiring and lots of employees here. Why should I look to join the City of Grants Pass? What are the benefits to working for the City of Grants Pass, other than dealing with your bright smile and, of course, the fellow on your right hand there, too?
Well, yeah, we are a great organization. The culture there is fantastic and supportive. But there are a lot of benefits and other reasons to look into your city government or city municipality for a career path. We have quite a few employees who have been with the city 15, 20, even 25 years. Because we do afford an opportunity for people to come in, say, or in an entry-level position and have an opportunity to gain education. We have a wonderful tuition reimbursement policy to help those that are pursuing higher education, help them pay for that process. And we have a lot of opportunities where employees can grow into positions of supervisory. Or like in my case, I shared with you, I was once a utility worker for electric shutoffs, and now I'm an HR director. So that's a wonderful opportunity for employees to set up a full career path for their whole working future.
All right. Tell me about some of these benefits here. Obviously, retirement is one of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a great retirement plan. We are a PERS employer, and we do pick up the PERS contribution for the employees. But in addition to that, we have a 457B opportunity for them, which is, if you're familiar with retirement plans, it's similar to a 403B, but employees can put contributions in pre or post-tax and grow that throughout their career to make sure that they have taken care of their future and they have a wonderful retirement after a fulfilling career with the City of Grants Pass.
All right. Well, that takes care of the retirement. And what about day-to-day? I know that there are medical benefits. Tell me about vacations, those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a great vacation plan. Starts out just a little over 3 hours per pay period contribution for our employees that are just entering the workforce. And then it goes up incrementally throughout their career. We have a wonderful sick program. I think I've mentioned that we really try to be a compassionate organization. So for some of our bargaining groups, we actually front load sick time because we want employees to be able to utilize that benefit if they need it. Because sometimes we find the stress of a job change and getting exposed to new people groups, people tend to get sick, and we want people to stay home and make sure that they're taking care of themselves if they need that. And then we have a wonderful fitness reimbursement program. Health and wellness is very important to us. So if employees are wanting to utilize benefits for working out, we can help with that. And then you're right. Our medical and dental programs are very great. We offer Providence Medical. We have two plans. And then we have a great dental plan. And we have vision services plans and employee assistance plans, because we want to make sure that we're providing all of the benefits to keep our workforce healthy and that we're doing our best to take care of them.
All right. Well, first of all, we're down to our final few minutes here. And in addition to being HR director, it sounds today like you could be a public relations director also for the city of Grants Pass. Final question for you here today. What do people take away from today's program? What one thing do they need to know about your job?
That you are welcome to call us or stop by Human Resources and ask any questions you have about our open positions or future positions. You know, we have positions open now, but we are expecting some changes where we're likely going to have a position coming up in the fire department. So if you're looking for entering fire services, but we will help you understand if you have questions about what our opportunities are. And we want to make sure you have a realistic job preview before you engage with that, because we want you to have a fulfilling career.
All right. Thank you very much, Mandy. All right.
Thank
and
you.
Welcome the first time here on KAJO radio microphones. All right. Aaron, what's coming up for the city of Grants Pass right now? Any meetings coming up that we need to know about or the status of police, fire? You tell me.
So one of the big things, it's an important issue that's going to be addressed at our next workshop, which is on a Tuesday, not a Monday, because of President's Weekend, is City Council will be interviewing not only Budget Committee candidates, but also candidates for City Council, with Mr. Yunker going to the state.
We still have a vacancy there.
We have a vacancy, and what we need to do is we have a process for that, and we're looking at trying to fill a city council seat for Ward 3. We have a number of applicants and that meet the minimum qualifications, and council will be interviewing those and hopefully appointing in an upcoming city council meeting, and that individual will serve in that seat for 2 years.
All right, so that's coming up next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
The candidates will be interviewed by the city council.
11:45. Yep. I'm assuming the candidates have been notified of this particular situation. So
yes, they have been. The budget committee members will be first, followed by the city council candidates.
I'm just curious, how many city council candidates do we have?
I think we have five right now that are going to be interviewed.
All five?
Yeah.
That'll be interesting to follow.
And we had one that came in and was interviewed yesterday because they're actually on vacation next week. So we interviewed that individual yesterday.
All right. And a decision to be made by the next...
By the city council. Yeah.
By the business session next week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to say that's on the 19th. Is that correct? Something like that?
We do have it on the 19th if potentially they're ready for that, or we will be looking at appointing them in March.
All right. Anything else we need to know about the city of Grants Pass before...
It looks like I've got about a minute or two. The one thing I'd like to say is we are a full service city. We are responsible for a number of items that help make our community great, from water, transportation, sewer, drainage, stormwater, parks, rec, community development, police, fire. And one of the things that we're always striving is being the best that we can be. We are the best that we can be when we hear from you. So if there's any issues that you have, things you think we're doing well, you'd like us to do more of, things that you think that we could do better at, please contact us. Contact us through our website. Give us a phone call if you'd like, also at 450-6000. We are interested in hearing from you.
All right. Thank you very much. That's the Tuesday Talk Show, ladies and gentlemen. It's tip of the hat to Mandy Hayes and City Manager Aaron Kubik for today's program. Stay tuned. Alex Bauer coming right up here on KAJO Radio. This is KAJO, Grants Pass.